This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea in what was likely a weapon designed for a submarine-based launch. The test firing would mark possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since President Joe Biden took office. Tuesday's launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program, underscoring that the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. North Korea last tested an SLBM in October 2019. China resolutely opposes the United States as hyping up the, quote, China threat theory, said Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin at a press briefing in Beijing Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin noted that China's development of advanced military capabilities and weapons systems will exacerbate regional tensions. In addition, the U.S. disarmament ambassador also said China and Russia are actively promoting the hypersonic technology and militarization, which will intensify an arms race. Asked to comment on the remarks, Wang said, quote, China's development of necessary military capabilities is solely to safeguard its legitimate national security interests. The growth of China's power is a growing force for world peace, end quote. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed comments toward Russia during a news conference with Ukraine's defense minister in Kiev Tuesday. Austin reiterated U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that U.S. support for, quote, Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity is unwavering, end quote. Earlier in the year, increasing ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine and a major Russian troop buildup near the border fueled fears by Kiev and Western powers. This is VOA News.